just had knee surgery on Friday. Bless the Lord.
I don't know what more can be said. You know, it's thing with the Lord. It's better, they say, old saying, it's better felt than told.
Amen, son.
You know, you
Amen.
Can feel God in the house of the Lord this morning.
Yeah.
I'm thankful this morning that there's an empty tomb in Israel. I'm thankful this morning why an angel rolled back the stone
yeah.
from the tomb, that Jesus rolled back the stone of sin in her life. After he didn't roll the stone away so he could come out. He rolled the stone away so that we could get in.
Amen.
I want you to know something this morning. I started thinking about Friday. What a time that it was for Christ Jesus. I started thinking about what he went through on that Friday. You start thinking about the Friday when all this was going down, when his purpose was coming to null and effect, when he was what the reason that he was sent here was actually taking place. He didn't come here just to be walking the earth. He come here for a purpose. He come here for a sin debt. That Friday was when he kicked in effect. This Sunday morning is when he perfected it. I want you to know something right now, my friend. When you start thinking about Fridays and you start thinking about the Palm Sunday, when he was riding in and they was crying, Hosanna,
yeah.
Glory to God. I want you to think about how a few days changes everything, Brother Garrett. I want you to think about what happened on a Friday, my friend. I want you to start thinking how Jesus was turned over to Pontius Pilate. I want you to start thinking how he judged Jesus. I want you to start thinking how on Friday that they made our Lord and Savior unmerciful. I want you to start thinking about on a Friday how they treated him like a common criminal. I want you to know something right now. I'm so thankful that my God took my sins upon his body so that I could have life and I could live through him. Thank the Lord. I want you to think about on Friday how his disciples, their faith, Brother Jamie, they had gone sin. I want you to think about something right now. Their disciples had experienced something that we know. They got to walk and talk and hold his hand. I've not got to see Jesus, Brother Jamie, but I know that he is alive forevermore. I've not got to hold his hand, but I know that he's holding me this morning. I want you to know something, my friend. That this was a Friday and how a few days can change everything. I want you to think about on Friday how he put the cross upon his shoulder, brother, down the streets of Jerusalem. How he carried it up to Calvary's mountain. I want you to think about how people would spit on him, how they would curse at him when he was at his weakest moment in his life from all the bloodshed that he lost. I want you to think about the pain and the agony that he endured on Friday.
Yeah, brother.
But I want you to know something right now. That was Friday, but Sunday was right around the corner. I want you to know something right now, my friend. When you start thinking about Jesus Christ, my friend, I want you to think about how not only was he crucified, Brother Kevin, our Lord and Savior was humiliated in front of the whole world. I want you to know, I believe that they cast his garments to the side. I believe they hung him out, brother. They hung him out to dry like an Old Testament burnt offering. I want you to know something, but Jesus Christ fulfilled everything to a T, my friend. He lived, he died, he lived for this Friday so he could arose on a Sunday morning.
Amen, brother.
Thanks, God. When you start thinking about Friday, the Jews made fun of him, Brother Jamie. Hey, everybody, we get mad because our best friends betray us. We get mad because things don't always go our way. They made fun of our Lord and Savior on Friday. They mocked him. They cursed him. Hung a plaque at the top of his head that said the King of the Jews. While the Roman soldiers were playing games at the foot of the cross. Gambling won't include. I want you to know something right now. There's a lot of Fridays in here right now that plays games at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
I want you to, if you're living in a Friday, my friend, you don't have to stay in a Friday because Sunday has already come.
Amen.
I want you to know something right now, my friend. We talk about Easter, say like he resurrected. He's only resurrected one time, my friend. We should live every day of our life like it's Resurrection Sunday for God.
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
He's come, he's died, and he's arisen. He's not going to die no more, Brother Jamie. He took it all so that we could live. There's a tomb that's easy. That's that an angel of the Lord rolled away the stone and he said upon it showing authority. But Jesus Christ, when they laid him in the tomb, brother, He wasn't stopping there, Brother Kevin. He got up and he took her sin straight to hell. He gave it right back to Satan where it rightly belonged. He rose up victorious, conquering death, hell, and the grave. I want you to know something right now. I don't serve a dead Savior. I serve a live Savior. I don't serve a puny God. I serve a strong God. I don't serve a God that can't keep me from sin, and I serve a God that keeps me, period. I serve a God that, you know what, at 6:30 in the morning, He gets me out of bed so I can praise Him.
Amen.
I serve a God. I'm thankful that God don't lay down on us the way we lay down on Him.
Amen, brother. That's true, son.
We serve a God that wants you to give it your best.
Amen.
He wants you to give it your all. He didn't just come measly thing His way down to the cross. He didn't just come to die so that we can have an easy way out.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go to heaven, you're going to go to heaven by through the blood of Jesus
Amen,
Christ.
Brother.
This walk as a Christian is not always going to be a sweet walk, Brother Garrett. But I want you to know something right now, my friend, that our Sunday is a-coming. We got heaven that's awaiting just around the corner on us. I believe that this world is a-winding down real quick, my friend. And the thing about it is that you've got Christians in a church that's not even serious about the coming of God. You've got Christians that's in churches this morning, my friend, that they show up once where they ain't even a Christian. You show up once a year, you ain't nothing more saved than anything. I want you to know something right now, my friend. But who God sets free is free indeed. If you tell me that you're a child of God, that you're blood-stained and redeemed this morning, but yet you can't crawl yourself out of the bed and lift up the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, my friend, I will show you somebody that's lost and on their way to hell.
Amen.
This is serious stuff. I want you to know it's a glorious day for a child of God that we serve a living God.
Amen.
But it's a bad day if you're lost because Jesus didn't only stop there, my friend. He told the people as He was ascending up into heaven, my friend. He said that I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, that ye may be also.
Yeah.
But this is where it gets scary. And if you're lost, He said, if I go, He said, then I'll come back again and receive
brother.
You unto myself.
Where I am.
That where I am.
Yeah.
That you can be also.
Amen.
I want you to start thinking about, we need to start thinking about what Friday meant. Hey, it kills me for somebody to call it a good Friday when it was a dark Friday for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There was nothing good to come out of the Friday for Jesus. He was beaten. He was mauled. He was tortured. The Bible says His complexion was marred more than any man that ever lived, Brother Jamie.
Yeah,
I want you to know something right now. He was unrecognizable.
Yeah.
But you can read in Zechariah where He said, where did He receive His scars? And He came down in the house of
my
friends.
Friend,
His love is unconditional. If somebody beat us the way they did Him, we would not call us your friends. Shoot, if somebody says something to you to strong, you wrinkled your shirt in church, you don't come back.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody try to tell you the truth, you get mad.
Amen.
But Jesus was beaten and mauled and said that He received His scars down in the house of His friends. Being a witness and a light of the way that we should be. We need to quit wearing our feelings on our sleeve and leaving them on the cross. We need to look to Jesus Christ for every one of our answers that we need. We need to stay focused on the cross and quit staying focused on a social gathering.
Amen, brother. That's right.
Being in this church this morning does not make you right with God.
No.
Being in this church don't matter. It's the church that took its fold up within here.
That's right, brother.
And that is Christ Jesus.
Brother.
I want you to know that when you think about how Friday came, brother, I think about a lot of things. I think about before He was turned over, how He was praying in the garden. And His sweat formed as huge drops of blood, and it fell to the ground. And He said, Father, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. He said, not Thy will, but Your will be done. It was not about Him. It was about His Father the whole time. When they got Him when He was 12 years old, when He was preaching, He was about His Father's business at 12 years old. You've got all grown men and grown women in here that's no more about their Father's business than anything.
Amen.
Yeah.
We come here because we feel like it's the right thing to do. I come here because I've got a godly desire in my heart and I want to praise God.
Amen.
I don't want to come. I didn't come here to see Brother Cam and Brother Jamie. I didn't come here to see nobody, but I come to lift up the name of Christ.
Amen.
That is why you better come to church for.
Amen.
It ain't about putting on your pretty Easter dress. Putting on your nice clothes, Brother Gary.
Right.
I want you to know something right now. My job ain't to get a suit from J.T. Penney. My job is to get a robe that has never been worn before.
Yeah.
My job is to make it to heaven so I can have, and you know what? It's going to fit me, Brother Jamie.
Right.
He's got a robe made for everybody that will pray him, that will give their heart to him.
Amen.
Amen, son.
We don't give God enough.
No, we don't.
No, we sure don't.
We don't give God the very best that we can give. When you start thinking about it, I want you to think about on Friday how the weight of the sin of the world was hanging on our Lord and Savior. When I want you to start thinking about on Friday, what a time that it would be. When you start thinking about Friday, I want you to picture Mary at the feet of Jesus Christ. How would you feel if your son would just say, Mother, behold thy son, and son, behold thy mother. I want you to know something. Put it into perspective. Well, this is not a fairy tale. This is something that actually happened. We got a man that knew no sin who becomes sin on Calvary's tree. We got a man who bridged the gap. We got a man who Adam and Eve gave up in the garden. He came and restored it. We got the second Adam that lives within us. By one man's disobedience, we was all made sinners. But by the price that Christ paid on Calvary's cross, we can all be forgiven. And I want you to know something right now. I pray that you get serious with God as God is with you this morning. God, if you come here just to be seen, this shame on every one of you. If you come here to get gravy and biscuits, it's shame on every one of you. I come here to get a dose of God.
Amen, son. Amen.
We think about it on Friday.
Amen.
Darkness covered this land. On Friday, they looked like God had abandoned His only son. Jesus didn't fear the death of the cross. He knew that He was going to die. When I believe with all my heart, when Jesus was praying that His cup passed from me, I believe He was fearing the separation from Him and His Father. He knew that He was going to die. He knew that He was going to bleed. He knew that He was going to be tormented. He knew that He was going to suffer because of us. But for the very first time, Christ had left heaven, He was going to have to face something that He had never faced before. He was the reason why it was dark that day, because God refused, the sun refused to shine on Calvary, because He who knew no sin became sin on the cross. Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? How much does He love you, church?
Amen.
He took, the Bible says, cursed is a man that hang on a tree. He took the curse. He took everything so that we could have life. We get it backwards. We look and we think, well, the angel of the Lord rolled the stone away. Jesus rolled it. When the stone was rolled away, that means the blockage from man to heaven was rolled away too.
Amen.
It means that we have access into heaven by and through the Lamb that was slain and laid in a tomb. We have access to the holiest of holies by and through Christ Jesus. We don't need a chief priest to come and do a sacrifice for us no more.
No, sir.
Our sacrifice is already paid. Our purchase is already... You have been bought with a price. It's up to you whether you accept it or not.
Amen.
Think about it. I want you to think about it on Friday. How the world seemed to be turned upside down. I want you to think about on Friday, hell was rejoicing, Brother James.
Amen.
I want you to think about on Friday, how the demons in hell said, I've got him now, I've got him on Sunday. But I want you to know something right now. I can picture Satan having a big party, my friend, in Christ Jesus, marching through the gates of hell, victorious and learning everything that he did.
Amen.
I believe Satan learned fast that this was not Adam. I bet Satan learned fast that this was not Eve. Satan learned right quick. And it didn't take him long to realize that he had heaven's alpha male charging his gates down, taking back what the enemy stole from us. I want you to know this morning, my friend, that Jesus Christ loves you with an unconditional love. What got him up by the tomb was him. What put him on the cross was love. What got him out of the tomb was love, so that we could have life through him.
Amen.
If Jesus had never resurrected, then we would all be lost and undone.
Amen, son.
How important
Amen. Is
the resurrection?
Yeah.
That's the most critical part of your salvation, is the resurrection.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is, if there was no resurrection, then there's no salvation.
Yeah.
That means he was just a man. But we're going to get started on something right now. You know, on Friday, they took Jesus off the cross and they put him in the tomb. All his disciples' hopes and dreams, everything that they longed for was buried inside that tomb with him. But I want you to know, we're going to get on the good stuff now. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming.
Yeah.
If you'll open your Bible up to Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. It says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto the death of the cross. I want you to know something right now. I don't serve a God that just half done anything, Brother Jamie.
Yeah.
He was fashioned like a man. He felt the pain. But I want you to picture this right here. In Revelation chapter 1:18, Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. I want you to know something right now, my friend. On Sunday, there's a lot of things proven that morning, Brother Jamie.
Amen.
On Sunday, God proved that he had not abandoned Jesus Christ. On Sunday, my friend, I can just picture the scene at the tomb, my friend. I believe the tomb was heavenly guarded, brother. But when they got there was no soldiers around that tomb, my friend, because they realized what a mistake that was made, my friend. They realized they got to see firsthand love display its power and love display its might. I want you to know something right now, my friend. I can just picture them guarding the tomb and the tomb begin to shake.
Yeah.
I can picture them looking over their shoulder with fear and trembling. I want you to know something right now. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Brother.
I want you to know something. Jesus rose victorious. When you start thinking about how they was, people was on Friday. On Friday, these disciples, they locked themselves away because they were scared of being stoned or being crucified. But on Sunday, their hope was restored. On Sunday, they become courageous, Brother Jamie, because the one that they loved, the one that they served, he had not abandoned them. He had went away and prepared a day and took care of it, and he's back alive forevermore. They got to see on Sunday morning, my friend, they got to see Jesus Christ come right in the room where they were standing. And you know the thing about it is, when he came on Sunday, my friend, they was one that didn't get to see it because he wasn't in church at the time. And when you're not in church, my friend, you miss the things of God.
Amen.
You need to be in the house of the Lord. You need your face chewed off. You need your feet walked on.
Amen.
You need a true man of God to keep you in line. I love the hard preaching, Brother Jamie. I love coming to church, my friend, having my toes walked on. I want you to know something right now. I believe that Jesus walked out of the tomb with his head lifted high. I believe he walked out of the tomb full of might and full of power. Because he had fulfilled what his father asked him to do.
Amen, son. Good job, brother.
There's a lot of us today that's living in a Friday.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us today that's burdened down by sin. There's a lot of us today that's burdened down by some kind of an addiction.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's a lot today
that's
not sure if you're in or you're not sure if you're out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Christians today that's got weak and wobbly knees because they don't hear the truth.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Christians and stuff today that need to be a fire set underneath them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lost people out there today that's dying and on their way to hell because the fire has went out in the church. And when I say that the fire has went out in the church, the fire has went out. Christians don't praise God the way that they used to. You got a very few Christians that's actually going to praise God the way that they're supposed to. You know what? The Bible, you don't have to have a full church. Jesus said, where two or three gather in my name, there I'll be in the midst.
Amen.
It don't matter if you got a full house or not. You give it all to God, no matter how many's in the house. I want you to know something this morning, my friend. There's a Sunday that's coming for every one of us, Brother Jamie. I don't know what my Friday holds in store for me, but it don't matter what Satan does to me because my Sunday is going to come. They may lay me down in a grave, whether I go by the way of the rapture or by the grave. I want you to know something right now. I am victorious by the decision that I made. When Christ came by and knocked on this old boy's heart door, I took everything that the world had to offer us and I'm done with it. Christ, I've made a mess of my whole life. I want to finish it with you. I want you to know something right now. You all going to come here and a lot of you just going to say, when I get something right, then I'll get right with God. You better get in while the getting's good because you're not going to get right when you want to get right. You're going to get right when God tells you to get right. And if God don't tell you to get right, then hell will be your home. God has done and turned you over.
Amen, son.
Think about it. We don't serve a God. I serve a God that loves you, but I serve a God that don't play games.
No, he don't.
No.
If God knocks upon your heart's door, Brother Jamie, and you reject him, it's by his grace and his mercy that he gives you. Grace and mercy that he knocks on your heart to start with.
That's true.
But if God gives you another opportunity, you're saved by his grace and his mercy. Because God don't have to deal with you no more.
He don't, brother.
Think about it, church. When you sit there and reject the calling from heaven, you're opening yourself up to hell.
Amen, brother.
So I want you to think about it. You know, when you start thinking, I start thinking about on Sunday morning, I can picture Mary and him going to the tomb. And they say, hey, question, brother, who's going to roll that stone away?
Yeah, we need somebody to help us.
Who's going to help us?
Yeah.
When they got there, it had already been rolled.
Yeah.
It had already been moved. Christ does not need our help.
No.
He wants our service. Christ don't need us. He can use a donkey to get his work done. I want you to know something right now, my friend. I'm thankful that Christ did. He don't need me, but he wanted me, Brother Jamie.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I'm the soul undeserving. I'm deserving of hellfire. But through the blood of Christ that was shed on Calvary, that I'm a new creature through Christ Jesus. I'm thankful that a lot of you is looking at me like I'm dumb. But I'm thankful that I'm peculiar by the blood. I want you to know something right now. I'd rather be a fool for Christ Jesus than to be a fool in this world. I'd rather go all out for God, my friend, than to go all out for the things of that world. I have lived out in this world long enough, my friend. I want you to know something right now. And if anybody would knock the dust off their Bible, they would know how close that it is to the coming of the Lord, my friend. And this country and this whole world is prepared for every kind of artillery that they are, except for the artillery of heaven. I want you, that is the one that's going to reign victorious, my friend. It ain't the United States, it ain't Korea, it ain't China.
No.
Everything in this earth, all of this earth is God's footstool, church. He tells me to fear not the world, for he has overcome the world.
That's right.
It's going to time sick and tired of hearing Christians say, well, I'm tired of this little North Korean guy, it scares me. It's going to take more than a 4-foot midget to scare me, because I serve a big God.
Amen.
Amen, son.
I serve a God that this battle's already won.
Amen.
He won this battle 2,000-some years ago.
Yeah, bro.
When that stone was rolled away, and Christ got up, and he walked out of that tomb.
Yeah,
he defeated everything that the world had to throw at him.
Yeah,
he defeated everything that hell had to throw at him.
Yeah.
I want you to know something right now. When you start thinking about Jesus Christ, I want to ask you a question. Do you got him? Do you got him?
Yeah.
There's people say, well, I hope I got him. You better not hope. You better know that you got him.
Yeah.
You better know where you stand at this morning with Christ Jesus. I'm not going to be long in your presence. This church is where we're going to shut the doors on the church today. We're all going to go home. But Christ Jesus will follow you wherever you go, my friend.
Amen.
This church, it's not about it. It's about the church that lives with you.
Amen, preacher.
You can't take Brother Kevin home with you, but you can take Christ home with you. You can he'll take up his abode and he'll live in you, my friend. He will put your feet upon that rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ this morning.
Amen.
If you want God, then he's here this morning. I have felt his presence from the time I've walked through the door.
Yeah.
By the brothers' testimonies, by the songs that they sing.
Yeah.
Christ is here. What you do with Christ is up to you, my friend. Pontius Pilate said, what shall I do with Jesus Christ? What will you do with him this morning, church?
Yeah.
We serve a living God who's coming back to get his bride, Brother Jamie.
Amen.
And for the first time in my life, I look forward to being the bride, brother.
Amen.
I look forward to meeting my groomsman, Brother Kevin. I look forward to, I ain't seen the tomb, but I look forward to getting to see the man.
Amen, brother.
And there'll be a day that my eyes will behold Jesus Christ. There's going to be a day that your eyes is going to behold Jesus Christ. Whether you lost, whether you're saved, you're going to get to see God.
Amen.
And what kind of day is it going to be? This is a glorious day when we talk about his resurrection.
Yeah.
But it's a fearful day when you talk about his return.
Yeah.
I want you to know something right now. The Bible says it's one of the ones that is a man that dies, and after this, the judgment.
Amen.
I want you to, every one of us, Brother Charlie's going to face the judgment of God. You're going to stand face to face, eye to eye with a man that knows you better than you know yourself.
Amen.
You know what? You're not going to lie and wiggle your way out of that right there.
No.
Because God knows you better than what you know yourself.
Amen.
I want you to know God knows all these times, my friend, that you've come to church and you play church, you lift your little hands up, you clap, you shouted, maybe even shed a fake tear, Brother Kevin. Cisco and Ebert may give you 2 thumbs up, but God's going to put you over on his left. And I want you to know something right now, my friend. I'd rather be on the right side of God.
Yes,
I'd rather be on the inside looking out than on the outside looking in. I want you to know something this morning, my friend. People have asked me, said, Nick, are you really going to preach this? And if Christ went through what he did, then I can preach with stitches in my knee.
Right.
I want you to know something. I don't play church. I want to give my life, everything I've got, to Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I'm tired. I'm seeing lukewarm churches, Brother Jamie. That we ought to have a desire. I pray that God will regenerate His power in every one of us and build a fire under us that we're not, so we can't even be as comfortable as to lay down.
Amen.
Put us on fire for God. Let us be God's mouthpiece. Let us go out in this world, face the judgment and the ridicule, but standing on the Word of God.
Amen.
That's what our country needs. That's what our community needs. This community has done and gone to hell. The handbasket's already gone with them.
Yeah.
But I want you to know something right now. As long as Christ has not come back yet, there's still hope for you if you're lost.
Amen, son.
What are you going to do? If Jesus was to split these skies before His door, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, well, I should say, well, God, I've come to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
I filled up these pews. I've laid my hand up. I've got into the emotions of church.
Yeah, yeah.
I have fit in with a lot of people. I have been good to a lot of people. But the thing about it is I'm not sure if I've made things right with you.
Yeah.
He'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you.
I never knew you.
This is a serious thing. He never knew you to start with.
Amen.
Because you had truly not making things right with God.
Amen, brother. Good, son.
Preaching is hard.
It is.
And you look at preachers, you look at Brother Gary, Brother Kevin Darrell, preachers across this land that stands on the Word of God, and they get poked and prodded because they say you preach too hard.
Yeah.
How hard is it going to be for you when you stand before God?
Hard enough.
When you stand before God.
Yeah.
When you've got these great men of God in the Bible that seen God and they fell down as dead at His feet.
Fell dead.
Yeah.
Our sin is not going to look upon a holy God.
No, sir.
That's how holy our God is. When Jesus told you,
when
Jesus tells us to be ye holy, for I am holy, that's exactly what He means. When Jesus tells you not to be taught lukewarm, that's exactly what He means.
Yeah.
When Jesus tells you to watch and pray, that's exactly what He means,
yeah.
Brother Jamie.
Yeah.
When Jesus tells you that a man must repent and be born again, that's exactly what He means.
That's right.
I want you to know something right now. If you're looking for it, looking to buy your way into heaven, you're on your way to hell. If you're looking to go into heaven because of what your mommy and daddy is, then you're on your way to hell. If you're looking to go to heaven just by being a good moral person, then you're on your way to hell. I want you to know something right now. Christ resurrected from the dead on this morning some 2,000 years ago. He resurrected, and I'm sure there was some Pharisees that was good moral people, Brother Kevin. But there's some Pharisees that's burning hell wide open this morning. I want you to know something right now, my friend. It ain't about what you did, it's about what He did. You better humble yourself at the foot of the cross. You better bump an altar and make sure that you're right with God. It ain't about what I know, about what I think about you. It's what Christ knows about you, my friend. It ain't about what Brother Jamie, Brother Tanner, or anybody here see. It's about you and God, and ain't nobody here going to make things right but you and God.
Amen.
If you want to go to heaven, you're going to go the same way that all these disciples did. You're going to turn your radio down. You're going to put in some gospel tunes. You're going to quit listening to Joe Osteen. You want to get out of your Friday, then you better turn to Jesus Christ, my friend. Because I want you to know something right now. You're not going to find God flipping through TV channels. You're not going to find God, my friend. You're going to find God when God finds you, when He knocks upon your heart's door, my friend, and He gives you an opportunity to come home.
Amen.
I'm thankful to see what we got out here this morning because it's early. But I want you to know something. This church should be packed.
Amen, brother.
Brother Kevin, I'm getting ready to close. But I just want you all to realize that. Open your Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 30. This is what I think about when I think about people living in a Friday. Psalm 30, verse 5. He says, for His anger endureth but a moment, and His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I want you to know something, Brother God. There was joy that cometh on that resurrection morning.
Amen.
There was joy that cometh when they come to the tomb. First, they was fear when they say they didn't see the body of Jesus, but they was great joy when Jesus stopped Mary in His tracks and He called her by His name. I want you to know something right now. I can call you by your name. I can say Garrett, Jamie, Adam, but when God calls you by your name, God will get your attention because there's something about the voice of God. There's something about when God spoke to me and He said, Nick, and I stopped completely in my tracks because I know what was dealing with me. I want to ask you a question. Do you know what's dealing with you this morning, my friend? Is it the time of your life that you better get serious with God? Because I believe with all my heart, my friend, that there's going to be a lot of backslidden lukewarm Christians bust hell wide open.
Yeah.
Because they don't read enough. They don't pray enough. They're content with coming to church and just listening to what the preacher said and they'll go on with it from there. I want you to know something right now. You need to read your Bible as much as I need to read mine. You need to study the Word of God as much as Kevin needs to study the Word of God. God's Word is God's Word. God don't love Kevin, don't love me more than He does anybody. He loves us the same right now as He did when we was out breaking His heart. God's love has never changed, my friend. God don't change, we change.
Amen. That's right.
Before everything got in the way that it is, we turned our back on God. Before husbands divorced their wives and wives divorced their husbands, they fall out of love with God. I want you to know something right now. If you will seek God with your whole heart, confess and believe, and try actually serving God instead of playing church, you will see God move in your life.
Amen.
You will see God can take you places that you've never been.
Amen.
But it starts with commitment. God's not going to fool with somebody that's the proud that comes to church. Look at me. I'm holier than thou.
Yeah.
God gives His grace to the humble.
Yeah.
My prayer this morning, I'm done. But I want you all to get on fire for God.
Yeah, buddy.
And if you think about our churches, this church can make a difference.
Yeah, buddy.
But Christians can make a difference.
Yeah,
the Bible says the righteous fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Uh-huh.
Prayer can make a difference. Prayer and believing can make a difference.
Amen.
Believing that God can grant you what you ask for. You pray in doubt, God, that's your fault.
Yeah.
You'll do without. God will give you what you need. But it starts with you. You want to see God move. You want revival through His land. It starts with us. I'd like to see God pour out His Spirit so hard upon His church that we have to tear the walls and everything down. I'd like to see God move like God can move. I'd like to see God move. He took a bunch of dry bones and one big breath, Brother Jamie, and He gave them life.
Yeah.
I pray today that if God is wanting to do us, because we're just like these dry bones. We're dry and we're separated from God. Our churches is dry and they're separated from God.
Amen.
We need the breath of God to come back and cross over us again.
Amen.
We need that heavenly wind to fill our churches. We need God to take back a hold of things. We need to let God to have the reign. Jesus Christ is a gentleman. He's not going to jerk it out of your hands, but you will pay for it in the end.
Amen.
What you do with Christ is up to you this morning. My prayer is that you seek Him while the getting's good.
Amen.
My prayer is, Christians, that you actually pray. While you can enjoy being able to pray to God. Praying to God is not a burden, it's a blessing. Praying to God that you can, just think about it, when you can pray and your prayers go right to the throne, the holiest of holies. And God hears your prayers. God hears your cries. We don't have to depend on nobody else to do it for us. We've got a resurrected Savior that's alive forevermore. That wants to hear our prayers. That wants you to give your cares to Him, but we'd rather cast them and give them to somebody else. We'd rather start gossip out in the streets and tear churches down instead of taking our problems to God.
Yeah.
Let's be what God wants us to be. Let's be heaven's mirror. Let's let God reflect through us. Let's let the love of God reflect off us so that people can see that we got something that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
If people receive God in us, then they're going to want to do better in their life. But if people see you in church, lift up holy hands, and you go out of the church and you live like hell, then what's that say for you, church?
Amen.
People's not going to want no part of it. I can't get my own mom in church because she feels like church is full of hypocrites.
Yeah.
And I tell her she can go to church with them or she can go to hell with them.
Amen.
That's how I talk to my mom. I'm not going to sugarcoat the Word of God for nobody. Amen. Jesus is going to separate the wheat from the tares in that day. And guess what? If there's any tares in here, God knows you.
Amen.
Amen.
Kevin, I'm done,
bro. Let's just stand this morning. Adam, get us a song. Brother Nick, come up front here, bro. What a morning it would be if you don't know the Lord as your Savior. What a morning it'd be for you to fall out with sin right now.
And Brother Adam sings this morning.